This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved, I'll just hit us up on the Twitch and the YouTube. The 817, shout-out to me. Sunday, I'll be 43 years old and 43 years sober. I get that. I appreciate that. Good job by you.
Congratulations.
Now, our question here, I'm fascinated to see what kind of responses we get. Which NFL fan base most desperately needs a Super Bowl win? While y'all ponder and Cowboys. Give us your answer, I think the Cowboys are like a lot lower on the list than people think. Before that, though, the
Rangers.
We go, not them, to the Corey News Desk for news.
All right. Thank you very much. This is breaking, well, not really breaking news, so, but I
we
appreciate
do some
it.
Of it.
On Thursday, from Todd Archer, the Cowboys placed Chuma Edoga on injured reserve. He's expected to be out until mid-October.
The injured reserve thing, we knew was going to happen. Mid-October feels a little bit longer than I thought.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit longer, but yeah, toe injury, Kevin, is what he's going to be dealing with, like you said there, until mid-October. Maybe... Thank you, Lucy. He's the best. Maybe the bye week?
Do you think it's always the worst as an athlete to have a finger injury or a toe injury?
Yes.
It sounds so weak, but when you have a bad toe.
I think about that all the time when they're like, oh, he broke his leg versus he dislocated his ring finger, but he's a receiver.
You're like, Get out there.
Yes. Mike, you're so right about
if
that.
If you're a pitcher and you have a finger injury, that's going to bug. Or a hitter. I mean, hitters with their hand injuries.
All right, I want to see if you guys can tell me how many teams have never won a Super Bowl in the NFL.
Detroit.
That is correct.
Houston, Cleveland. Jacksonville.
Correct, correct. You said Cleveland?
Yeah.
Also correct.
Buffalo.
Correct.
Carolina.
Arizona.
Arizona and Carolina are both correct.
Alaska.
Atlanta.
What?
Did you say Atlanta already?
Did you say Atlanta?
No, you said Alaska. Atlanta is correct.
I'm pretty sure I said Atlanta with Mike.
Okay.
Not Alaska. Who would say that? I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I feel like we're really close. Minnesota never has, right?
Chargers. Correct.
Oh my gosh, it seems like there's more.
There's two more.
Las Vegas Raiders.
The Houston Texans. How about
that? I think he said that.
Yeah, right. I did. I already said that.
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's a good one. Correct.
We did it.
There's one more left. You want to ask for help? Maybe Alec knows.
Alec doesn't know. He's like 21 years old.
23, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was as emphatic of a reply.
Did you say the Bengals?
That is correct. Wow.
Alec, would you like to help?
Good for...
I was going to say Bengals, so thanks,
hell
Mike.
Yeah. All right. You know what, Alec? You will have one more opportunity to participate in just 1 second. So think about that for a moment. I believe there are 12 teams that have never won a title. Aww. You might be right about that. How many teams in the NFL have never been in the Super Bowl?
Oh, great.
So 12 have never won it. So it's got to be no more than 12.
Jacksonville.
That is correct.
Houston.
Correct.
Tennessee
obviously
was there.
We just watched a documentary on Air McNair making
it. Yeah, he was there. The Chargers have been there. They lost to the San Francisco.
There's two more.
I don't remember all the names you said.
He said
Cleveland.
He said Detroit.
Oh, wait. Detroit's never been.
Detroit?
Thank you.
He said Houston and Jacksonville.
All right, Detroit, I'm going to guess.
That is correct, and Cleveland is the other one. Well, I apologize for ruining the tail end.
We would have eventually gotten there.
I'm happy you did it.
My apologies.
Helped us out. Thank you.
All right, so then the question becomes, with all that, I just wanted to throw that information out there. So when people say the Cowboys, like, I get it because we're from the Metroplex. We're like Cowboys fans, born and raised here. But I don't think the Cowboys are very high on that list.
They've gained fans by losing.
Oddly so. I think at best, they're sixth on the list, and that's probably too high. You can make an argument they shouldn't be higher than 13th because all those other teams that are number one.
There are kids out there, though, that have never seen a Super Bowl championship for the Cowboys.
No, they don't care.
And they're now in their 30s.
Maybe. I'll tell you, to me, this is an easy answer. Who's lost at least 50% of their fans based off of their ownership and losing and how bad it's gone? And it's the Washington
Commanders.
Yeah. To me, they're the ones that if they win, they get back, I think, a lot of fans. And all of a sudden, that place had a 30-year waiting period to get season tickets.
80,000 season ticket, like, back
waiting list. Yeah. And that is not the case anymore. It's 50%. You know, full stadium for most of their games. And so, to me, it's Washington needs it because that used to be a franchise that was like the Packers or like somewhat the Cowboys. And now they are in the dumps. And maybe their ownership, maybe Jaden Daniels can change that.
Okay, I'm going to throw out, I have them fourth, so I'm intrigued by your answer. I want to ask you about this one. Could it be the Buffalo Bills? Because there's a new documentary coming out about the loyalty of the Buffalo fan base called Bills Mafia. So I was thinking about the fact that there are three different games named after unbelievable Buffalo playoff losses.
The Music City Miracle.
Yes.
I can't think of the other two.
Wide right from the Super Bowl against the Giants. Goal. And then the more recent one, 13 seconds. And that was the game against Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round where it was over.
They left too much time on the clock.
You wouldn't think that, but that feels like we really learned, well, crap, what the hell am I supposed to do? So Josh Allen and the Bills score a touchdown with 13 seconds left. And you're like, hey, great, we're going to win. But Kansas City, thanks to Mahomes and company, drive down there, kick a field goal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tie the game. They win in overtime, which sparks a discussion that changes the overtime system in the NFL. So Buffalo is responsible for losing that game, responsible for a kick that if it goes in, they win the Super Bowl. And the Music City Miracle, I feel like it might be Buffalo.
That's a good answer. I mean, they have very passionate fans. They obviously try to kill each other before the game starts.
That is true.
Flaming tables and whatnot. Yeah.
And didn't they all, like, weren't they, like, sacrificing their bodies?
I mean, honestly, that might be the scary part if they do win.
What are they going to do?
What will these people do if they do win, which is probably not the most humane things to each other.
Okay. I could see that.
I'm going with Detroit as my number one team, Kevin, because They had Barry Sanders.
Yep.
And he retires early.
Yep.
They had Calvin Johnson.
Yep.
And he retires early. And granted, the franchise did disservices to those players.
That was their own damn fault.
Along the way. But that the fan base itself, they've been known to be a loud crowd, one of the loudest crowds. They've been known to be a passionate crowd as well. And dude, playoff wins are something that they don't even come by. So I'm gonna say it's Detroit.
I think that's a great answer. I would probably put that as my number one as well. My number one and number two on the list were Detroit and the Cleveland Browns. And the reason why I thought about those two is not only have they never won a Super Bowl, but before the Super Bowl came along, both of those franchises were really good. I know like people don't particularly care about that.
You had like a 1-8 chance of winning
it
all.
Actually, that is a very fair point. But the Cleveland Browns, they won 4 NFL championships. The Detroit...
this is interesting.
Not Pistons. The Detroit Lions, they also won...
I thought you were
going
to say the Detroit Panthers.
Yeah, that would have been super confusing.
I mean, you ever seen a Panther in Detroit?
4 NFL championships.
They're all in Duncanville.
But once you turned it into the Super Bowl era, there is just nothing. Tejano Boy on the YouTube says it's the Jets. From the 214 in the fan text, the Atlanta Falcons needed after their hiccup. They're the Texas Rangers of the NFL.
The thing is Atlanta doesn't really care about the Falcons. It's a weird place when we went there for the Super Bowl.
Compared to like the Braves.
Yeah, it's they're not. They do have a football team. They have a beautiful stadium, but they're not really that into their football team.
Okay, let me ask you about a place that you have ended up going a lot. What about the Cincinnati Bengals? I know we talked about the Browns because you end up in Cleveland a lot. Yeah. What is the fan base like for the Bengals? Because I had them up on the list too.
They really love their sports up there. Actually, I just got an email back from our friend Blythe, and she's living up there right now. And she was like, look, they have a big event up here. It's like a parade. What's that thing in Switzerland, Kevin, or Sweden?
The cheese.
No, not the cheese. The
knife.
As long as he keeps saying stuff,
the army knife,
get it.
The watch,
no,
the Swiss watch,
no,
something like Wonder Midsommar.
Yeah, they have something like that all
You're
the time. They celebrate it a lot. They desperately want it, and you saw what they were like whenever they got to that Super Bowl. They were so pumped because they are the cheapest team by far, and they feel like they've been beaten up by ownership and their team for a long time. I mean, Andy Dalton was getting into playoffs with Marvin Lewis every year for like 7 years straight, but couldn't do anything. So, yeah, man, I think that Cincinnati fan base definitely deserves that. In need of it, they just got there. They just went there, and like they feel like with Joe Burrow, they're kind of on that cusp all the time. So I don't necessarily think that they need it, but they desperately deserve it.
Of the teams that have never been to the Super Bowl, it feels like there's a possibility for a breakthrough this year. You've got the Jags, Texans, Lions, and Cleveland Browns. Who do you think has the best shot? Is it the Lions?
I think so, because the NFC is way weaker than the AFC right now.
I would be inclined to agree with that. And then when you factor in the Bengals and the Bills, it feels like you have an opportunity. I know the Bills are hurting a little bit for a first-time Super Bowl champion, or at least for a team to break through into the Super Bowl for the first time.
Now, I'm with you on that. I was just thinking real quick about San Francisco and Dallas, because obviously they used to reign the NFL in the 80s and 90s, and obviously both teams are in a big drought. Now, the Cowboys are in a big drought of just getting to an NFC championship game. That's not a 49ers problem. Their problem is winning the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So out of those two teams, who do you think needs it more?
49ers. I think it's without question the 49ers. Just
because they have this like window right now.
Yeah, and they have been on the cusp time and again. Like I know Cowboys fans, I'm one of them, desperately wants to win a Super Bowl, but where's the buildup that has led you to think we're right there? Like the 49ers can point to this year and this year and this year. It's like they were right there.
That's fine. The Rangers didn't have any buildup for that.
That is a fair counterpoint.
I'll take the one out of nowhere, Kevin, if that's the case.
That is a fair counterpoint.
Screw the Niners. What are you doing over here?
I didn't say I want them to win.
You
I said
grow up in Dallas?
Like if you're a 49ers fan, you're right now going, we better win it this year.
Sure.
If you're a Cowboys fan, if you're realistic, it's just, hey, I think we can make the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game.
Or like, I hope we can win. Like,
but it'd be shocking. It would be Texas Rangers shocking if the Cowboys made it to the Super Bowl this year.
I would be shocked. I agree. I would be shocked if that
happened. When it comes to the Cowboys, Mike, I feel like they have a good team, but it's going to take the other team screwing up for them to win in a playoff game. Like, that's what I feel is, like, they're not the ones that are going out there and beating somebody. It's going to be the other team falling apart.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday. Thank you very much to everyone who's getting involved in the shout-outs all day long. You can hit us up on Twitch, on YouTube, on The Fan. Text.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.